co-host, along with Martin Patella, the operator. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm just the receptionist. How may I direct your call?
Great. We're going to be talking about cell phones today, everybody. Mentioned it briefly last time, but on Christmas Eve, I was reading my local paper, and San Francisco is looking at whether to require resellers of cell phones to post radiation emission levels. City considers warnings on cell phones, and it goes on and on and on. And
okay, just a sidebar. So this will be as important as posting the fat levels and calorie counts in the fast food restaurants, yes?
Yes, that's right.
Or the little black boxes that say that you have this many calories of sugar and fat and whatever on the foods, right?
Well, that's exactly right, because what they're looking at doing, what I didn't realize was different cell phones have very different levels of emissions, radiation.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what it is.
Yeah, emission, yeah.
Yeah, electromagnetic radiation. And the bill calls for a warning label that advises people that the device emits electromagnetic radiation and exposure could cause brain cancer. It goes on to say that users, especially children and pregnant women, should keep cell phones away from the head and body. So why would, I can understand pregnant women, but why would children be a concern with cell phones, Martin?
Well, so let's go back to that famous funny thing that we probably all of us watched on YouTube. At least if you're on anybody's mailing list and you are willing to click on some funny emails, you must have seen some Japanese kids or some French kids or whatever taking three or four cell phones and pointing them at each other with some corn between the cell phones and pushing the dial. The moment the cell phones start ringing, the corn starts popping. If you haven't seen it, well, I'm sure we'll post a link to it somewhere on our podcast so you can watch it. But the point is this. The cell phone, when it's ringing, is emitting enough radiation to act like a microwave. So why do we put all this shielding around our microwaves? Because they're dangerous. Because they are going to jiggle the molecules of water with this high frequency vibration, causing internal friction, thereby causing it to heat up.
So how much water do we have in our
bodies? In our bodies? Well, we're 70%+ water. The younger we are, the greater the percentage. Baby is about 90% water.
Whoa, so if we had four people pointing their cell phones at you, you could be popping like a popcorn.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I think that's sort of the experiments that that we have been reading about recently, how it was demonstrated that mice whose heads were irradiated with cell phones were losing their amyloid coating or lesions in their brains, thereby reducing the appearance of Alzheimer's disease. So I guess I could cook the brain just enough to make it look like the Alzheimer's is reversing. Now the question remains, would it do anything else, right? There's this question of the blowback or the side effect. Just because it's reducing amyloid deposits doesn't mean that it's actually helping.
Right.
But anyway, the study's out. It got published. It got press. That yes, when you irradiate mouse heads with cell phone, you reduce amyloid plaques.
Great. Let's give the mice cell phones then.
Sure. They will never lose their keys.
Well, one of the things that got me on this whole cell phone thing, because I've been watching it forever, was when I went into a hospital. This was like quite a few years ago. My son had broken his foot, or he'd been stepped on by skating or something, but he ended up having to go to the hospital for repairs. And I walk in, I don't have a cell phone, but the first sign I see in the hospital is, please turn off your cell phones because the equipment is so sensitive here that it could interfere with the equipment to the point where obviously it would be a health hazard for one of the patients. And I thought, is my brain not as sensitive as the equipment in a hospital? Like, I don't think so, right?
Well, it is a sensitive. It's more resilient. Or he can recover from the errors. Or better yet, he might not notice the damage. You see, what happens is...
Well, we obviously don't notice the damage, because if we did, we'd be going, oh my God, my head hurts or something when I got this cell phone, so put it away.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, in our previous podcast, we were talking about telomeres and the DNA repair and aging and replication and all that. What happens inside of a cell is that there are these internal and external negative effects. It's the internal poisoning or external, and of course the cell phone radiation would be one of the external influences. So as you're sending damage into the cell, it has mechanisms to repair itself. There is DNA repair mechanisms inside. But if the level of damage exceeds the strength of ability to repair, you start getting side effects like aging, right, and rapid aging, and then cancers and the likes, like complete, going rogue.
Right.
And so that's the worry, is that you're now going to start seeing brain cancers. And that's what the studies are starting to confirm. There was something I was reading, European researchers are showing that 10 years of active cell phone use leads to a tenfold increase in brain cancers in people in Europe. I don't remember now the country where it was, but it was very significant increase in brain cancers for high use of cell phones.
Wow.
But, let's define high use. I don't remember. I think it was 1 hour or more per day.
If that's high use, who has a cell phone that doesn't use it that much?
Well, I hope they don't. Well, anyway, but...
No, people use cell phones like their regular phone. I mean, just think of,
Yes.
The typical, stereotypical daughter, right?
Yeah, she walks around with the phone.
You go down any busy street in any city, and almost everybody's got some contraption attached to their ear.
Okay, so number one, the direct influence. Of course, the level of radiation drops off with the square of distance. So the closer it is, the more intense it is. However, we now have all of the signal, the Wi-Fi soup that we're walking around in. I mean, we're in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think back into, I don't know what, say, 1800, there was no electricity, right?
Yeah.
1880, the first telegraph and light bulb and that sort of thing appears. 1920, telephones appear. 1950, television appears. 1990, computers. 2010, ubiquitous computing. Everybody has one.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. We're in Wi-Fi. We're in multiple 3G or 4G networks at gigahertz radiation all around us. I mean, we're actually living inside of a microwave.
Right.
It's not on very loud, but it sure is on all the time.
Well, let's just go back to like the Middle Ages or the Dark Ages, or when there was the only light you had when it was dark was a candle or a torch. Is there any studies on what the background radiation levels were at that point and then compared to now?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can simulate it. All you have to do is just go to some places in Africa where it's completely dark, or you go to Antarctica and you would know. I mean, there it is.
Right.
Or middle of the ocean for all. It's not difficult to find a place that's just background noise, as it were, before civilization, or
right,
before industrial information age.
Martin, I think before we came on the air, you had mentioned the difference between now and a century or two ago in terms of
minerals.
Background radiation, but I thought it would be really something we should share with our listeners.
Sure. Well, that's what I was just saying seconds ago. Oh, yeah, the actual numbers.
Right.
The natural field is 0.301 volts per meter. So that's 1/10 of a millivolt per meter. And present day typically is 300 to 500 volts per meter.
So we're going from 0.0003 volts per meter to 500 volts per meter.
Right, so it's about a million times more.
Electromagnetic. I love it. You talk about this soup. We're in this soup, and this is just all this man-made microwaves, cell waves, TV waves, radio waves, radiation coming off of electromagnetic radiation coming off of our computers, the wiring in our houses.
Yeah, one of the biggest culprits are those little black bricks that convert AC to DC. They radiate like 3-4 feet. You know, lots of radiation coming off of that. But even just your basic electric circuit, you know, like the sockets and the wires leading to it, even that puts out, you know, at 1 inch, it's 500 volts per meter. At 1 foot, it's still 150 volts per meter field intensity.
Wow.
So, you know, 150 compared to 1,000, that's a lot.
That is.
That's 150,000 times too much.
So why should anyone be concerned about this?
Well, it's that sort of a drag. You know, I remember watching a show called Survivor, and I remember them doing an endurance test, and they would load these people with increasingly heavier loads. And so at the beginning, you know, the test, they're holding one thing, and then after 1 minute, they say, okay, get two, get three, get four. And sure enough, you know, as you increase the difficulty of this test, more and more people drop out until they're the last two. And then finally, you know, that's it. Test is over. We have reached the breaking point. Well, similarly, what happens with us? Here we have this radiation soup aquarium that we're swimming in that's becoming slowly poisoned with the electromagnetic drag. It's sort of like adding load. You know, it's the oxidative stress load. So you can counteract it because we do have this repair mechanism, but it's like walking upwind, right? It's taking away energy from other things. So you're aging quicker, you're having to devote more energy to the repair that's required. There's a greater chance of these repairs not being effective and you developing illness that's cancer or something of that sort.
Right, right. So in terms of the cell phones and stuff, in 2007, Dr. Hardell from the university in Sweden, and you've mentioned before, I think, that the Europeans are really starting to get on this because they're very, very, seem to be far more concerned about it than anyone in North America. But
well, let me explain why, sidebar. Because they own their healthcare, because the government actually pays for all of the healthcare, they're actually interested economically in keeping people healthy.
Okay. So Dr. Hardell from Örebro University in Sweden, he reviewed published papers and found, and it says epidemiological papers, whatever that is, two cohort studies and 16 case control studies, and he had four conclusions. One was cell phone users had an increased risk of malignant gliomas, G-L-I-O-M-A-S.
Could be glioma, but glioma. Anyway, it's a damage in the brain. Those are the really nasty brain cancers.
Okay. There was a link between cell phone use and a higher rate of acoustic neuromas.
Yep, that would be damage to the hearing.
Hearing. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Tumors were more likely to occur on the side of the head that the cell headset is used. So,
Left.
Because we tend to be, you know, we have a habit, right? We put our one hand with the cell to one side of the head, usually, right?
Yeah.
And 1 hour of cell phone use per day significantly increases tumor risk after 10 years or more. And I guess one of the things when you look at the studies and everything that's done is the impact that a cell phone has on your body seems to be takes place over 10 years. Like you probably won't notice anything for 10 or 15 years, but after that you start seeing all these increased risks, which is just like we talk about our health in general, right?
Yes.
If you had a French fry today, no big deal, but if you had a French fry every day or a package of French fries or whatever, every day for the next 20 years, now you're obese, right?
Well, remember those beautiful experiments that was called Supersize Me?
Yes.
This fellow decided that he was going to eat at McDonald's for 30 days, all three meals. And at the halfway point, after 2 weeks, his doctor was begging him to abandon the project because his liver was already so inflamed he was crashing. And the fear was that he would not live past the end of his experiment.
That's so amazing.
It was life-threatening levels of inflammation that were rising in this man from living on McDonald's food for just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're on the cell phones, right?
Yeah.
So there are actually two types of radiations. The high frequency, that is like the Wi-Fi, and the low frequency, which is like the stuff that's in your electric circuits and sockets and that sort of thing. Okay?
Like
the arbitrary division is at about 100 kilohertz. So anything that's all the way up to AM radio is considered shorter or long frequency, then FM and up is considered high frequency.
Okay.
So, you get harmful effects from both.
Right.
But especially the low frequency electric fields are well easily eliminated with these dielectric blankets that I started telling you about. In fact, I should share it with our listeners.
Yeah, I think everyone would be fascinated to hear about it. And I think before you do, though, I think one thing that's important that everyone realizes, okay, we're in this electromagnetic soup. It's 5 million times more intense than it was before we had electricity. And one of the questions now is like, well, what can you do about it? And there are devices that can dampen it or counter, take it out of your environment, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about cell phones in particular. Well, don't talk on your cell phone unless it's absolutely necessary would be one thing. But
And get a headset.
Get a headset, use a speakerphone. Those are all things that will be helpful. And, the truth of the matter is that unless you're, in my opinion, unless you are a brain surgeon and there are emergencies that you need to adjust to, we did perfectly fine when we just had landlines, and we did perfectly fine when everybody wants to.
Well, you will not win this argument.
I won't.
We did perfectly fine before internet. So what do you do when you wanted to find out an answer to something? Right now, you walk up and I don't know if you use Google, Bing, or Yahoo, or whatever your favorite search engine is.
Yep.
But you just type it in, and up comes 300,000 answers.
That's right.
With the most relevant at the top. What did we do before 1996?
We went to the library and got out the encyclopedia.
Yeah, we did it the long, hard way.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so one of our one of the brands that we sell is called ADR System. And we've had their ADR Protect, which is a personal protection device, for a good while. And that protects you directly wherever you are, balancing you locally. And their ADR 3 balances the entire room. So it's very advisable to have one of these things sitting wherever you're working, especially in your office if you're spending significant amounts of time there. But what we didn't have thus far was something effective for your sleeping arrangement. And now we do. ADR mats, MAT, as in piece of fabric. It's available in sizes for single, double, and queen size bed. And you would just lay this sheet of dielectric material under you somewhere. It could be between the mattress and the box spring, or it could be under a mattress pad, or even just under a sheet if you can do nothing else. And it could also, of course, if you're feeling rich, you can put another one on top, like, over top in your duvet cover. But anyway, this whole sheet is capable of reducing the lower frequency waves down to, you know, less than 5 volts per meter, which means that it's essentially reducing it to the ancient times, you know,
right.
Creating a peaceful, non-excited environment in which you will do repair. I mean, there's something really important that you highlighted a moment ago, which was, you know, the circadian rhythms, the cycles, where previously we used to not have the artificial light. So at sundown, you know, 6 p.m., the sun goes down, it gets dark, and we don't burn stuff much longer, you know, 1 or 2 hours, and then we're off to bed.
That's right.
And then we get up with sunrise. We don't get up late. We get up with sunrise. So it was 6 to 6 kind of thing. These days, we stay up late and get up late, and we're messing around with the rhythms, causing ourselves all kinds of damage. But anyway, the point is that when you have this protective blanket in your bed, you're protected and you're able to repair at a much greater rate than you otherwise would, submerged in this electromagnetic soup.
That's something we don't often talk about, is that if you create an environment that's conducive for your body to do what it's supposed to be doing, it'll repair a lot of damage.
Yeah. Well, you would think that when you sleep, there's nothing going on, right?
Yeah.
And yet, why would we bother sleeping? If it was not needed, why would it be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, you know, sleep is actually a lot of activities going on. You're dreaming. That's your brain is doing the backup and processing and research. You know,
yep.
it needs to do that work. That's
yeah, and if you've gone for a real fast, hard run and you didn't warm up properly, your muscles are all sore and everything else, you know that, you know, you have a good night's sleep. In the morning, you'll be a little stiff. The next day, you'll be less stiff, and then pretty soon you're fine. And when is a lot of that repair work happening? It's probably happening when you're asleep, right?
Exactly then. That's right. So when we can indeed reduce the stress load on the body during the fairly long period of time we're in bed, right? 6 to 10 hours typically,
that's
a huge benefit.
So you can turbocharge your sleep by getting rid of all the stuff that's...
The interference.
The interference.
So, of course, I imagine that a lot of people will consider this a luxury. You know, they will be thinking, oh my gosh, you know, unfortunately, this is not terribly inexpensive. You know, like it's over $300 to get the queen size. But
so this, Martin, is basically a sheet like my the sheet on my bed that you would lay down under my mattress.
If typically you have the bed that has a box spring and a mattress, you would take the mattress off, lay this on top of the box spring, and then just pop the mattress back on.
And so is that because the radiation is coming from below us, or does it create...
Yes, it is, yeah.
It is coming from below... Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the Earth field. I guess we should get both. I need people to buy two.
Right.
Well, the recommended thing is that they install it under.
Okay.
But you could certainly do double.
So
the nice thing about this material is it's not metallic, it's dielectric, so it doesn't rustle like the foil type of things. It's actually quite reasonable.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice. And that's available at the Life Enthusiast Co-op
Right. It's under vibrational devices, and it's under the ADR system brand.
Okay.
Yes. Well, there you go. Consider yourself warned. Consider yourself educated about the long-term danger of the electromagnetic pollution. It's not a fast-acting problem. It's a slow-acting problem. You will find yourself more refreshed when you're protected. You will find yourself less tired. And you will age slower, and you will possibly even recover from all kinds of illness, because you'll give your body the ability to repair itself. It could be actually the difference between cancer and no cancer, but we can't make that claim because we don't know. All we know is that we remove the negative influence of the electromagnetic pollution from your life when we install these protective devices. I guess that covers it, doesn't it?
That does. So I guess what I would recommend is take a look at some of these vibrational devices on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website. There is one for the cell phone too, I believe, right?
Yeah, well, it's called the ADR Protect, and it's something that you can wear on your body all the time. In fact, I have something really interesting. We have a new device also from Awesome Water. It's a pendant. We have the Awesome Water Pendant in onyx and in labradorite, cute little stone circles. I'm wearing one myself, and they seem to provide quite a bit of balancing as well.
Oh, cool.
There's a whole new branch of discovery called scalar energy, S-C-A-L-A-R. And scalar wave is different from the continuous wave. You know, like when we're talking about electricity and magnetism, those are traveling fields. Scalar wave is a static wave, so it's a wave that doesn't travel down the wire. It stands still in one place, but it still is a wave.
Okay.
And the scalar type of devices are becoming increasingly popular because they are able to create an island of peace all around you, because you create a standing wave that pushes out everything else. So devices like Tesla or Watch have been around for some time, or Q-Link. Q-Link made themselves quite the name because they got all celebrities wearing their watches and pendants.
Right.
So, you know, Q-Links are like $200 devices. Ours is selling for $20, and it does pretty much the same thing.
Neat.
So there, that's the additional info that fits into this chapter. Reduce your electromagnetic pollution load and live better.
Happier, more content, all those sort of good things.
So Martin, somebody here we are again, yes, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. We're really doing it. You can call us at 1-866-543-3388, or look it up on the website at www.life-enthusiast.com. We'll be here.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you all next time.